Christians may have a new platform for influence in Pakistan. Violence continues between Hindus and Christians in India, and a security threat won't outweigh opportunities for evangelism in Bethlehem. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The country of Pakistan and the world are in shock today after opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was assassinated Thursday. It was minutes after addressing supporters in Rawalpindi as the country prepares for elections in just a few days. Open Doors supports the Evangelical Church in Pakistan, which numbers about 2%. Minister at Large for the Ministry, Paul Esterbrook, says,
I think there's going to be some turmoil for quite some time over this, and of course, in the past, Christians have often been the object of anger of the dominantly Muslim society there.
While Christians must be careful, Esterbrook is hoping that
out of this crisis, which seems to be so terrible, God will give opportunities for our Christian brothers and sisters to share their faith with the community, both at a public statement level and in an individual one-on-one.
Support their work by going to our website. Next, Hindu extremists burned down the house of a prominent Christian politician in eastern India yesterday. The violence appears to be ongoing, despite a curfew imposed after 2 days of attacks against Christians in Orissa State. At least a dozen churches were burned or ransacked in the Christmas riots. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton wonders,
will the police really go after the instigators, or will it kind of be swept under the rug? Orissa is a state that has a history of violence against Christians, so it's hard to say if there will be justice. What we do know is that these Christians will continue to reach out.
Christian leaders are urging government protection after the attacks. Nettleton says prayer goes a long way toward peace.
Voice of the Martyrs is very active in India. I would expect that our staff there will be there very soon to talk to the believers there, to see how we can best assist them, and to encourage them that we're lifting them up.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A customs workers' strike in Haiti is keeping shipments on the dock. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the strike forced them to scale back their annual Christmas party.
Everything down there doubled in price this year because of all the stuff that was trapped on the wharf. When you consider that things shipped in October didn't make it in for Christmas, then you've impacted a lot of people with that workers' strike. Eventually, this thing is going to tighten down and start affecting everybody because of the food that can't get in.
The party's a great outreach opportunity, which makes the strike's impact even more severe in spiritual terms. DeHart says,
the primary message of our Christmas party is hope, and that with Jesus, they do have hope. We focus on Messiah's birthday, and we had Creole coloring books with the Christmas story in them.
And it's taken nearly 3 years, but Cure International has broken ground on their state-of-the-art teaching hospital in Bethlehem. After it's finished, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim doctors will treat children with complex medical needs. Scott Harrison says they have to expect that security will change for the better and for the worse.
That's a risk that comes with hospitals we have in various parts of the world, and the people that volunteer to go there are well aware of it, and we try and mitigate that risk. But at the end of the day, if someone's willing to commit suicide themselves in the process of destroying others, it's been very difficult preventing assassination.
With the increasing threat for persecution comes great opportunities for sharing the gospel, says Harrison.
We find that these people are very receptive to working with us and reappraising what Christianity is when we offer to pray with them for the health of their children.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With 2007 coming to a close, I'd like to encourage you to make a year-end tax-deductible gift. Just call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. With a suggested donation, we'll send you the new Better Than Life CD and book to help you remember the persecuted church. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.